Yeah. Cross up ready on the building. We got Big Pudge in the house.
Steph Swig in the building.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up their game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is. Talking about the way the world is.
It's Crawl Talk
now
with this radio. Conversations about the high low. It's Big Pudge and Steph Swig. Two bold brothers kicking down your door. Engaging listeners on topic. Discussions to bring questions. We got real issues that need solutions. We got so many people that need deliverance. From ISO to the church doors. Ain't no more keeping our eyes closed. All these elephants in the room. It's time to take time out with the broom. Instead of sweeping all these issues up under the rug, it's time we unify and penetrate what God's love. From spiritual to political, from astrology to science, from theologian to the Vatican, let's believe big things is happening. This ain't your average ordinary radio show, worldwide, blessed by the God who make the sun glow.
A show that promises to engage listeners in objective conversations and share scriptural truth that transcends one's emotions, personal opinions and preferences as a means to provide practical solutions and answers to real issues that affect real people by discussing a variety of diverse topics and provide thought-provoking answers to questions that we thought we knew the answers to. I just want to talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephants in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up their game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our station now, talking about the way the world is now. On the air, like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up their game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now, talking about the way the world is.
Welcome to another edition of Cross Talk Radio. I'm Steph Swig.
This is Big Pudge.
We got a very, very special show for you. I got a very, very special guest on the phone. Yeah. Today, one of my favorite artists. This person's been rocking a mic since the late 90s, been on BET. One of my favorite artists, very, very dear friend of mine. Y'all give it up for the legendary First Lady of Holy Hip Hop, Miss Dice Gamble.
Dice Gamble, baby. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
We great. How are you?
We good. How are you?
Fantastic.
He sounds fantastic.
I'm so happy to be here with y'all. I'm excited.
We happy to have you on, such a legendary artist on our show.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so, okay. I mean, and before we even get into who you are, you know what I'm saying, we're going to give them an old school track, man, from back in like 09. Let them folks hear what you really sound like.
Nice.
All right. All right, people, man. We about to run this joint, man. Call where my Christians is at. Y'all turn up for this joint right quick.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm reloaded.
Now where my Christians is at? Where my Christians is at? Where my Jesus Christ Christians? Where my Christians is at? Where my Christians is at? Where my Christians is at? Where my Jesus Christ Christians? Where my Christians is at? Where my laying hands on praying? Slain, don't know what you saying. Always screaming Jesus, so them demons know you ain't playing. Olive oil, holy water, prayer close in the closet. Family think you done lost it, cause you laid out eating a carpet in the throne room on that prayer. That worship is your behavior. Cause you always talking that Savior. From fish and holy Bibles, yeah. Got every single translation,
right.
Preacher, preach that word, I wanna receive a new revelation, yeah. And they always led by the Spirit. Woo. They know the truth when they hear it,
yeah.
Trouble comes, they don't fear it. The angels working to clear it. They keep doing impossible when the world says it ain't.
And we're back. We got Dice Gamble with us once again. We just have a great time, man. It's always like that when we come together.
Yo, so before we go anywhere, man, where that song, yo, like, tell me about it. Like, where it come from? That song is a turn up for real.
My goodness. I just got tired of going from church to church and event to event, or even just a new city, and I'm like, where my Christians is at? I mean, we're going to use incorrect English because I'm frustrated right now. So I just was like, you know what? That's a question. It's a true question in my heart. Every time I'm going somewhere to serve or to worship, like, I just want to be around my people, you know, and where are y'all? So it's just a song to get everybody hyped and unashamed to represent for Christ. We don't have a lot of songs out there like that. So I definitely, between Jesus and where my Christians is at, those are two of my favorite tracks where we just get to the point. This is why we're here, and let's turn up.
Straight, no chasing. Nothing to read between lines. Right, we know exactly where she coming from.
She could be on this show any day.
Don't make it feel.
Yeah, exactly. Name the song Jesus. There's no question about it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no beating around the bush, no nothing.
Let's go. Yeah, that's right. So I just wanted a fun, you know, hype track. So it was fun. It was a great get to do.
Those songs still go hard. Those songs have been out for a while, but they still go hard. If they come on right now, we're going to turn up right now.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, we got to turn up for one before we even got on the show today. So
we
appreciate you being transparent and making dope music consistently. It's been great.
You know, well, God bless you for that. Thank you. I try.
You do a great job. That's why. That's why you're still doing it and people still buying your tracks.
I love it. I pray they keep on doing it too. Yeah. Good. All right.
Speaking of
what's going on
with y'all? No, we hanging out. That's all we always do. We have a conversation. We just push record. That's how we do our show.
Exactly.
That's literally how it's done.
We may have a script, but we always go off the script.
Always. It's no fun having a script.
It really
is. It's like a suggestion.
Really.
We never stick to it.
Right.
Like, we're not even sticking to it right now. I got a whole bunch of questions. Exactly. I haven't even started yet.
Look, I'm like, are you going to ask her one? Because I got one for her.
Go ahead, man. I got my list. Go ahead and ask a question.
All right. Just tell the whole world, man, how long have you been doing this? When did you start doing just like rap, just rapping, MC? I don't say rapping. You an MC. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you move the crowd. You a master of the ceremony. So, like, when did you start doing all this?
Okay. All right. So, I've written music since the 8th grade. And it's so crazy. I wrote a nice rhyme in the 8th grade. And my homeroom teacher said, hey, we're going to go to the elementary school. And we're going to read stories. And I said, I want to rap. And so I wanted to rap. There wasn't a woman who lived in a shoe. And I went to Delaware. I was in Indiana, Evansville, Indiana. And there's a school called Delaware. And I went to that school. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to get over here. And I'm going to drop this little woman that lived in a shoe rhyme. And I got over there and I froze up, to be honest. So, and then I got back to the school and he said, why didn't you do it? And I said, man, I just got nervous in front of all those people. But truly, since the 8th grade, I just wanted to rhyme. You know, like Salt and Pepper, Treacherous 3, everybody. Like, I wanted to rhyme.
Wow.
And so it started there. But after high school, that's really when it kicked off. You know, I was kind of out of the house. I grew up in a Christian household and when I started rapping, I wasn't rapping about Jesus. Like, I'm rapping about everything else but Jesus. So, that's just kind of how it went.
Right.
In the 90s, obviously, I went to Atlanta. Our family's from Macon, but I grew up in Indiana. But when I got back to Georgia, it was on. So, yeah, the BETs and the whatever, Billboard Awards. Like, I've been able to walk through all that. But until 2005, when I truly, truly gave my life to Christ, that's when I really felt like, hey, this is my calling.
Wow.
You know, I've been rhyming about everything else that was killing people. And now I get to rhyme about what actually gave me life. So I really love Christian hip hop. I love gospel rap. And I've been doing it, like I said, since the 8th grade. Rapping, but
man,
truly for God since 2005.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Well, she answered my question. I say, when did she transition? But we move on.
Right.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. But anyway, I really wanted to get you on here, other than the fact that you're like one of my favorite artists, but and you give us credibility for you just being on Crosstalk.
Right,
but,
for real.
Other than that,
thank you.
Other than that, other than that, you've been campaigning for your album. Like, you got this beautiful album coming out, and you've been campaigning very hard on there. So I really wanted to help with that as much as I could to expose more people to your music and help, you know, help you get that funds out, because we need to have another Dice Gamble album. You know, I got four of them, and I'm ready for the fifth and sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, whatever. But so we want
you
to we want to talk to you about that, because I'm not an artist. I'm surrounded by some, but I still don't know how much it costs to make an album. And I saw that you was asking for like $29,000, and I started
30 G's.
Yeah, $30,000. I started to text her. I'm like, well, maybe she made a typo when she put this. I started to text her, like, maybe she meant three.
It's not a typo, and I'm so glad you brought up that point. I literally have spent months sitting down and analyzing what's the difference between having an album that's just good, but an album that reaches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's money. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I know 1,000 gospel rappers right now, but if I go next door and ask my friend who knows nothing about gospel rap, they can only give me Lecrae's name. That's it. Wow. And I'm sitting here like, the only difference between Lecrae and my friends, or even myself, is money. I need the cash so that I can have the great production.
Mm-hmm.
So I can actually get it mixed. Every other album, you step in, you know, I've been in the studio mixing myself. My mixes sound horrible. And I told myself, look, Lord, it's not glorifying you to really sit here and do anything by my means. If it was 3 G's, I could put this album out tomorrow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, no, I want promotion. I want the pictures. Mm-hmm. I want to pay my DJs. I don't want to keep begging the body of Christ for favors for the name of Christ. It's like, listen, this is their job.
Right.
You know, some of these people have given up their days to go serve Christ. Yes, I need to be able to sow into my DJs and to my VJs and to the people on the radio. And I also want to have a good product where I can go to a Creation Fest or whatever, Sunshine Music Fest or Stella Awards, and I can give away CDs. I don't have to go, oh, Lord, I need $10 back from that CD. No, I don't.
Right.
I can sow into teenagers at schools and churches. Like, and if we never start to ask, you know, because the Bible says you have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here like, look, Lord, if I can do it with my own hands, it's not going to bless you. But if it's something that I'm trying to do and it takes you and all your power, you're going to get all the glory.
Yeah.
So, yes, I was like, look, you know what? I know the mission and the vision God has given me, and it's going to take the heart of people when God speaks to them to give. And that's exactly what happens every single donation. Like, you should see the comments. People are like, oh, Lord, yes, I want to help you. Oh, man, I know you're doing this for the right reason. Oh,
mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll give you my tithe this month because, you know what, I usually give it to whatever ministry, and I know what you're going to do. And
mm-hmm.
so that's why I'm like, I'm sitting here being all insecure and, oh, what are people going to think about me? You know, this was at first. What are they going to think? You know, and y'all know, you know, definitely black people don't want to give nobody no money. You know what I mean? And I'm
sitting
here,
because
every time I ask, it's like, Lord, it's like, you don't even know what I can do. You don't even know what I'm about to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm like, even for me, it's blessed me to just honor him when he said, 30 grand, put it up. 30 grand, put it up. And a year ago, he gave me that number, and I didn't do a GoFundMe. And this is when I started the album. This is mm-hmm. seven, you know. Like, I came to Atlanta and I started working on it. And I was like, I ain't going to do that GoFundMe for that much. It's going to be so embarrassing. Nobody gives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crazy. Just crazy. And so finally, he brought me right back. And I'm like, Lord, how am I going to get this product out? How am I going? And he's like, I already told you what to do. So I threw it up there. And I'm like, his will be done, you know. We'll see. What happens? But for me, it's been a walk of faith. It's been a testimony of faith,
mm-hmm.
and it's even connected me with people in the body of Christ, and some not in the body of Christ. Some people that I work with, they're like, "Oh Lord, you know, I just know you're going to do a good thing. Here you go." And I'm like, "How do we ever reach people if we never ask for their help? Like, we got to ask other people for help, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
some people can't go to Africa with me, but they'll give $200 for me to go to Africa.
Yeah.
And then they're blessed in turn by blessing me. You know, God blesses their heart, and then I get to go bless somebody else. And that's how we need to be operating. You know what I mean? Like, we can't take none of this with us. This ain't even our stuff. We're just managers of it.
You're right.
So it's
absolutely.
Like, yeah, it's like I get to trust God with everything. And so that's what I'm doing. Yes, I need everybody's help, everybody's love, everybody's seed, everybody's blessing. And if you got to give it, if you don't pray, like, that's what I ask for in the GoFundMe. Like, pray for me, because I need everybody's prayer.
It takes all of us, though. We're supposed to be one body. It takes all of that.
Right. Everybody's prayer. So that's my rant.
So let me ask you this. So the album that you're working on now, tell me, tell the world, what kind of, like, adventure are they in for? Or what kind of experience are they in for when they listen to this album?
Bruh.
I like
this
that.
This is a bruh. I mean, this is my favorite so far. And my favorite so far because I actually listened to what God wanted me to do. Every other project has been, this producer has a nice track. Oh, I get to work with Platinum Souls. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, I got to do this because I need to stay relevant. You know, every mm-hmm. other album and project, it was fun. But this is the first one where I actually heard the song titles and the song hooks and the song words before we even did the music.
Okay.
Before we even did the music. Yeah, and I was able to write what God put on my heart to write. So, but from the beginning, when you push play on this album, by the time you get to the end, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel inspired. Mm. You're going to know the power of God. You're going to hear my testimony. And this thing, a witness to anybody. So you could be already a Christian or not. Dope. I mean, it don't matter what you're into. There's something on this project that's going to touch your heart. It's going to pull you in. And the producers are hot. Like, the one who was just blow my mind is K-Drama. Like, I would send him the most horrible singing hook. And I'm like, bro, I know this is weird, but I really hear the Lord's band. You do something like this.
That's the conversation.
And I'd be like, you know, just singing all off key. And I'd tell him, don't laugh. And he would send back the hardest, most amazing beat. And I'm like, this is how you know people are tapped in. It's because there's no way. There's no way y'all could. Like, how am I way in Seattle and I'm hearing ideas and I shoot it to you and then you send me back exactly what I need?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying I'm really excited about this. And I want everybody to get it. Everybody. I mean, I want everybody to download it first, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But, you know, once we start streaming, you know, we can get some free tracks away. But I just wanted to bless people. And that's at the end of the day, it was not me. Like, this is the first album where I can really say I've tried my best to not write the things that I wanted to. You know what I mean? So I'm pumped about it. I'm pumped.
That's good. That's what's up.
It's good.
What's the name of the album? You got a name for it already?
Beautiful. Yeah, it's Beautiful.
Beautiful. I wasn't calling the album Beautiful. I was saying the album was named Beautiful.
Oh, man, I didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
But real quick, I mean, I'm sure we could talk about it several times throughout this podcast, but how can people give to you?
The easiest way, text me. My phone number is on every
Facebook.
Text her. She crazy. She
text me.
She get the wrong one, like, wrong call. Like, she got to change that.
I learned this. This is so true. Like, Bishop Carter at First Missionary Baptist Church in Atlanta, one day he said, somebody asked the same question you just asked. How to get in contact with me? He's like, call me. Everybody has my phone number. He's like, look, when you're a minister, you should be accessible. You know, like, what is this off, you know, you got to talk to our manager type of thing. No, call me, text me, email me, dicegamble@gmail.com. You can go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Skype. You get Snapchat, and it's all
everywhere, right?
Everywhere, literally.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Literally, Dice Gamble. You put Dice Gamble in there, and you're going to find me on anything. So you can email me. Like, right now, I'm all about getting my alerts.
I like that.
All about getting alerts.
Yo,
I got a little bling on every one of them. They're like, bling. I'm like, yeah. Who is it? I'm like,
are you accepting checks? Are you accepting checks?
I accept checks as long as they're not rubber.
I know that's right.
So you something all for
we don't do we don't do bounce backs round.
I know here. That's right.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm at the bank, you know, with my Jesus shirt on, and I'm trying to put in your check and it's bounced. It's like, come on.
Yeah, not cool at all. I feel you. Wow. All right, so we gotta find out more about you. So I know you mentioned this is your favorite album.
It is my favorite.
So, but we haven't heard it yet. So, what is your favorite album? What is your favorite album prior to this album?
Oh, that sounds like Stim, don't it?
I'm going to beat me.
My favorite album prior to this would definitely be Soul Gamble. I mean, just the fact I got to work with Ty Scott and Rick Flow. And Jesus Juice is hype on this album. Like,
yeah.
I got the drug beat.
Yeah.
Like, that album was the fun album. It was like, that's what I actually was ready to give up. And they were like, nah, come on, we're going to do this. Like, and for me, as you guys know, Platinum Souls never put out another project. I was their last thing.
Oh, wow.
So it's an honor. It's an honor for me. You know, I hold that thing with high esteem, and it's just a gift that nobody else would be able to get. You know, so I'm like, you know, God really blessed me on that one. And to spend hours in the studio with that, those two talents, is insane. Like, it's just, you know, you can see them both separately, but to be in one room with them for hours, writing, praying, you know, recording, like, it just, it really helped to build me up into the artist who I am today. You know, like, they're brilliant. But, anywho. I talk about them all day.
you could just talk all day. You don't need a subject.
Right.
But you know what? But no, like Crystal and Alicia and Carmen, like the singers on that project are sick. I mean, I've been blessed. I can't even talk to you about how blessed I've been on this journey. Like, God has really given me everybody that I needed, and even on this project as well. So,
You mentioned working with Platinum Souls, so Who else would you like to work with? Yeah, who would you like to work with that you haven't worked with before?
You talking about in our unknown?
In general, like it could be anybody. It could be any artist that you have not worked with that you would love to work with.
Any artist that I have not worked with.
Come on, Dice. You've thought about this.
Skillet.
Right. This,
I want to work with somebody that I don't think I could get my hands on. And Skillet, I will. My favorite. I know. It sounds weird. But, you know, if I say, like, you know, Lecrae, Andy Mineo, I can find them. I could just ask one of y'all to call one of them.
I'll just text them.
Right.
I can't call Skillet. I don't know how to get in contact with them, but yes, all day.
So Skillet,
that's my number one.
You got
that's my number one. My number two would be like Faith Hill. I know she don't really be doing Christian music much anymore, but
still,
being from Indiana, I grew up on her.
Faith
Hill. That's what she said.
If I had my way. My number one track, I take that back. Those would be two, three and two. But my number one would be Twinkie. Or Kiara Shear.
Or the other
sister. But Twinkie.
Or the other sister?
Yeah. Not you don't even know the other sister's name. Dorinda?
I drew a blank because I'm over here. I'm thinking. Y'all got me thinking. Listen. I'm older, so I can't think of everything.
You said that. I'm older.
I caught that.
Yeah, me too.
Hold up. Wait a minute. What's your sister's name?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that is
hilarious. It was always a battle when they were coming up. People were like, who you think sing better? What is her sister's name? Y'all don't know?
I don't know. Y'all laughing at me. Look, you brought it up. I don't know.
Right. What sister are you talking about?
Akira?
You talking about Kia?
Anyways, we'll come back to that.
I said Dorinda.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the name.
I can't Google it because I'm on the phone with y'all.
That's fine. I think Pudge is trying to help you out. We'll come back to that one.
Right.
We'll come back to that one. While we're on this topic, one thing I can say about you.
Yeah, definitely anybody in the Sheard family. That's
just any Sheard that covers them all. Okay.
Right. Hey, she got a long cover. That's
what she did. Anybody else? But you gotta know their names.
Yes.
I gotta know that. Well, I would say Dietrich Haddon all day.
No, that'd be dope. Yeah.
That would be
all
real
day.
Nice.
Dietrich Haddon all day. Yep.
That'd be real nice for real.
If he wasn't crazy about something else right now, I'd say Tone. But like honestly, we got days here where we just blast Tone's music, like the old music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just insane. I'm like, If I could, I don't think he'd do anything with me now. But yeah, I love him. B-Slay, I love you. Just so you know. But I miss the old Tony.
I mean, I remember his first album. That bad was phenomenal.
I mean, the notes he can hit. The notes, if you listen.
It
doesn't even sound from this world. Like, I don't even think there'd be like a Dietrich Haddon if it wasn't Tone. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just being honest.
I think that's a valid statement.
I can agree.
He kicked doors open. Like, he kicked open that door where you could come up in here and just shut it down. Like, you know, he just opened it up. I don't think he gets the amount of respect that he really deserves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Yeah.
So, Dice, I've listened to all of your albums except for the beautiful one. I got to listen to the tracks earlier today, which are dope, by the way. I got to listen to them. It's awesome. But one thing I can say about you, Dice, though, your style is always, I can't like put a finger on your style. Like, you always come differently on every track. I can tell Dice Gamble song because it has a certain flavor to it, but it's like you got so many different ways you approach music. So How's your writing process? How do you come up with the concept and all that stuff when you're putting together a song or something?
Well, like I said, up until this album.
She did what she wanted to do.
Yeah, I got you.
Up until the Beautiful album, you know, where I actually wrote everything and had all the ideas first, I would just sit down with the track. Or I would sit down with the person, you know, who gave me the track and ask, hey, is there an idea that you heard should be on the track? And so I pretty much just follow. You know, I've been a follower. But here's the thing. I always try to make myself an instrument to the track. That's why it always sounds different. I've never just said, I'm just going to rap one way, and that's my style, and if you don't like it, you know, I'm just going to, you know. It was like, no, I want to accent the track and just make sure you can hear the message. Like, I think that's missing in music, like, to be honest, like, the message is just, you know, I sound like old preacher now, but the message is just so watered down. So I'm like, I want to make sure I don't kind of do too much on the track, but I want people to hear what I'm talking about. And so that's really how I approached everything before. It was,
Well, that's everything.
Well, you got to get the point. I mean, you can make fun songs that don't matter and mean nothing. That's cool, too. But ideally, I'm trying to throw something on there or, you know, encourage somebody or something.
Gotcha.
So, Yeah, that's it.
So, you're crazy, but anyway, who are some of your musical influences? It could be Christian, non-Christian, whatever. Who are your musical influences?
My family, first of all. My grandmother played the piano ever since she was 5. She self-taught. She played at the prom. Shout out to Bernice Grissett.
She played the prom?
She got a lot of last names. That's my mom's mom. She passed away in May. You know, may she rest in peace. But she definitely was the main influence. And then my mom and all her sisters sang in church. You know, so church for me, that's where it all started. And I couldn't sing. So, of course, when people started rapping, I was like, thank you, God. That's for me. You made that just for me. You know, just for me.
Dope.
So, but, yeah, definitely my family. And then I remember the first rock band I saw on the flat screen was Kiss. And I was like, oh, my Lord, look at their makeup and their clothes, but they were rocking out. You know, and so when you're young and you see people just all over the place, you know, they influence you. But Garth Brooks, oh, you know, Shameless is my favorite country song. I'm from Indiana. I love country music.
Wow.
That is definitely about Jesus, I think.
I think.
That's how she feels.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I do anything you want me to, anything at all. I'll have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down on my knees. I think it's about Jesus. So,
it sounds like it is. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Right? It's funny that you...
So, like, just having the rock influence, the country influence, and, of course, like I said, when you had, you know, definitely when Salt and Pepper came on the scene, I mean, come on. Like, that was just... That was all I needed.
Right. So you brought up country music, and I was talking to you yesterday. I told you the first time I ever saw you perform was in 2009, and it was just you and your acoustic guitar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
I got a funny story about that one, but go ahead.
I actually recorded. I had just started recording.
Oh, wow.
So I actually recorded her. We was just an event. It was one of LA's events, you know what I'm saying?
LA.
Yeah. So, and it was my first time seeing that, but my kids, they had never seen, they only seen their mother rap.
Yeah.
But they never seen a woman like move a crowd.
Yeah.
Move a crowd with, you know what I'm saying, an acoustic guitar, and then throw, and then the last song she threw on the track. And it was like, you know what I'm saying, she was like, I am, you know what I'm saying, like, she, I don't know if she said the queen of hip-hop or something.
First lady of holy hip-hop.
Yo, when I say she got saluted, I was like, that's exactly who she is.
Yes, yes.
Like, how was it that I'm just now meeting this woman? But I brought all that up specifically about the acoustic guitar. Like there's a lot of people who don't know that you play instruments. Like, that is a beautiful sound. See, you have a form of worship that is a part of you that people don't know about. So talk to the world about that part when you, because it's an intimate feeling that you bring when you just, it's just you, your voice, and that acoustic guitar.
Good question.
That's a really good question. Like I said, growing up, you know, we had a Hammond organ in the house and a piano. If I would hear my grandmother play when I got to do a recital or something, you know, I would play a song. And my mom put me in piano lessons, and I'm not Beethoven or anything, but, you know, like, that's where it started. And then one of the things I learned, though, when people call you to come somewhere to minister, and it's just rap, with, you know, we like the bass, and, the, you know, we like it loud, and
yeah.
But it's just something about ushering in the Spirit of God with a stringed instrument. I mean, you see it all the time in the Bible, and it's just a different vibe when it's live, and it's like, this moment is now. You know, we're here now. This is happening. It's not thought about. It's not pre-recorded. Whatever happens is meant to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's just something very intimate about that. So for me, and I've gotten better, you know, so I apologize if it was just, you know, painstakingly, you know, bad. this is so crazy. This is why I love on people. So my friend Bo Eden, him and Sally Eden, they're on my Facebook. And they're gothic. But I worked at Walmart, and I worked overnight. And they came in every Sunday night to shop, and it's just them two, you know, and I would see them walk by me. I'd usually be crouched down really low and stocking shelves, you know what I mean? And they would always be smiling, though. And I'm like, they're just so happy in here at night. And they would always speak to me, walking down the health and beauty aisle, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And one day I shared with them, I said, hey, I just bought a new guitar, but, you know, I don't know how to play it. And Bo said, where is it? And I was like, bro, it's in my trunk. And he was like, well, I'll teach you how to play it. And I said, what? You know, and I'm like, bro, you know I'm doing Christian. He said, look, man, my father played for the church. He's like, you know, I know about some runs. And I kid you not, on my break, I went outside and was sitting on the concrete, and he's doing the church run and showing me how to do it. And I'm like, this is why you never turn your nose up at people.
True.
Like, God is trying to bless you, people, and you have to love on people, and people are willing to give to you. But when you have this funky, stank, offensive, I am better than you attitude, you miss your blessing.
Right.
And so I thank God for him and his wife, and we're friends to this day. But anywho, like, he started me out with that. My homeboy, Palmo Carroll, showed me some tricks on it. But it's just different, man. Like, when you get to sit there, like you said, and it's just you, your voice, and the string, you know, it just brings a different air into the building. So I was like, Lord, I have been praying for him to give me something, you know, like, please give me something, and, you know, that I can use to be an interruption in the middle of a set. And then he was like, hey, if you willing to learn, I'm going to send people your way to show you stuff. You know, just get the strings.
That's dope. Yeah.
And that's literally it. Like, that's how we rocking and rolling. So that's my thing. Like, it helps you to write, too.
Right.
I can imagine.
It's different. My homeboy Devon, he was like, yeah, sometimes I write playing the keyboard and guitar. And it's true. Like, when you're hitting those strings, and I don't know how much of music you guys have studied, but everything is a wave, you know? Even the light you see is a wave. We're all, it's a wavelength.
Yeah.
And there are some keys, you know, it's like, it's just some things that y'all know. When you go in church and people start playing a certain string or a certain chord,
mm-hmm.
it just does something to you. So I'm like, Lord, I want to know what really moves people, and I want to know how to play that. So it's just a part of me that I kind of wanted to connect with God more and with people more. So he's like, here you go. Here's another instrument, you know,
that is
to help you connect, guys. So, yeah. So it's just been me having the fun and stretching myself. You know, some people are afraid to learn. And I'm like, I don't care how old I get. I want to keep on learning. I want to keep on getting better. And so, you know, I want to be kind of like Prince in that sense. He could play every instrument. Like, I want to be like that, where, like, if it's a flute, I want to be able to
do
some praise and worship with the flute right now.
I hear that. All right, we got to move on. But before we do,
okay, all right.
I got a funny story about that guitar. Because,
Lord.
When I first started doing the Sanctuary, I heard all about Dice Game being the first lady of Holy Hip Hop. I came to the Holy Hip Hop Awards, and she killed it on the stage. Like, yo, this is dope. I got to get her at the Sanctuary. And so I'm thinking, this hardcore hip hop artist. So I booked her at the Sanctuary. It's my first time working with her. And she shows it with the guitar. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, did I book the wrong person? Like, I booked the rapper, and she showed up with a guitar. Like, she's going to ruin the show. Like, oh my. That's what I'm thinking. Like, oh my God. Then she gets up, and then she sings. You sung. I mean, you rapped that night too, but you sung, and I actually thought it was good. I actually didn't mind it as you started playing, and you sung this song called "Smile," which to this day you probably hate because I tried to get you to let us put it on the mixtape, and you would not let it go. But I actually had the whole performance on our DVD. We still got that performance.
Oh wow, that's dope!
But that
please
is
burn it. Please burn it. I would love to re-record that for you.
But
it was
a great performance, but it was like you were so honest, like I'm learning how to play the guitar. So then my mom thinking, she come up here learning and she's experimenting, like, oh my God, like what's happening?
but you know what? It's so funny. Like, if you ever listen to anybody famous, they'll tell you, don't be afraid to fail in front of others. And the only way I'm gonna ever know, hey, can I get on a stage, play and maybe do a piece? How am I supposed to know? I got to just do it.
Yeah,
you know
just
what I mean? Like,
next time, talk to the event planner before.
I'm going to the sanctuary after 2 months, and I'm going to do this.
I know. Talk to the event planner before you experiment. That's awesome. All right.
You know what? It obviously, it didn't deter you from being my friend. So I appreciate
that. Nah, I forgave you for that a long time ago. I'm playing. Nah, it was actually a great experience. It was great. It added a totally different element that we didn't have. So that was great.
You feel better? You've been holding that in for a while.
I know, right?
Right.
All right, we got to keep it moving. But Yusuf showed me the time, so we got to keep it moving. So real quick, little known fact about you. You there?
Do you know one? Yeah, I'm here. Do you know one?
No, I want you. Yeah, no.
Tell the world.
You tell, tell the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little known fact about me is I make my own pizza dough. And I'm quite proud of that.
We can tell.
We can tell.
I make my own biscuits. You know, I can give you a lot of little known facts. I write my rhymes backwards. I mean, I literally write backwards.
Wow.
I do not, let anybody look at my notebooks. You can't even touch my notebooks I'm writing in. Don't think. Little known fact is, I have so many of these. This is so cool. I have a garden. Did y'all know that? I hope y'all know that.
I didn't know either.
Well, yesterday.
Whatever. You knew that.
Yeah, I know.
Little known fact, I have a little Shih Tzu dog. He's 3 years old. He's rotten. I do not like bananas. Now, let's talk about that. This is a known
fact. Let's talk about it.
Like, we got to talk about why she don't like bananas.
Is it an interesting backstory?
Do not. Listen, don't bring me no banana. Listen, if I come to you, man, so, listen, the fruit in my, don't put a banana in there, man. So, growing up, I've never liked bananas. My grandmother knew that. And I'm at my grandmother's house, and I probably was like 6, and she was like, hey, you don't like bananas. And I'm like, Grandma, I'm going to eat that banana. I want to try it. She said, I know you don't like it. I said, I'm going to eat it, though. Can I have one? She said, if you don't eat it, I'm going to feed it to you. I said, okay. So I take one bite of the banana, and I spit it out. I did not like it. So I'm going to get slick. I throw the whole banana in the trash. Now, being from Indiana, you got corn silk in there. You know, you got snap bean shells in there. And I just threw it in there, try to bury it up underneath everything. So I'm upstairs. I'm running around. I'm playing. Ha, ha, hee, hee. I hear my grandmother call me. I come downstairs. Yes, ma'am. Did you eat that banana? Yes, ma'am. Did you eat that? But yes, ma'am. No, you didn't. Go get it out of the trash and eat it.
No.
Wow. I promised God on everything I own. So I had to sit at that table and eat that banana that I just dug out the trash. And when I say I do not like bananas.
We understand. I understand.
Now, here's the thing. I love the banana flavor. I can eat banana now, ladies. You know, I can even do banana bread if I had to. But just, if I was on an island with just bananas, I'd just die of starvation. I'm not eating no banana.
I understand.
That's a little old fact.
Wow, that's one I won't forget.
Right. That's the world we'll eat.
Yeah, this turned into therapy. Then she went back.
She did say, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
She did give us
We're glad we were able to help you get that off your chest.
Right.
Let's talk about that.
All right.
You know what I mean? Shoot. Yeah.
Next question. Let me ask you this one, because I know we got to wrap it up. I got two questions for you, but before we get into the one that's actually relevant to the interview, I got to ask you this question. I have to, for the sake of myself and the listeners out there. When I was hanging out with you last time, you told me that Rakim tried to holler at your mom.
He did.
Rakim, Eric Breeden, Rakim. Please tell us that story. Please.
Unit Chapter of Madness, and this is a rap group I was in. I kid you not. Mm-hmm. We were doing a set at the atrium. Rakim was opening up for us. So we are on our way into the building from the back way, and there's a limousine. Window rolls down, and whoever calls him up. Now, listen, I don't know. I can't say it was him. All I'm saying is he was in the limo. Calling my mom over to the window. And I'm like, so, of course, you know, me and my crew, like, what? You know what I mean? Just trying to shut this down. So, the story is that I can't try to holler at my mom. Now, I'm going to give you this. My mom is beautiful. I can't even front. And for, you know, she's a little bit older than me. You know, she's a teenage mom, you know. But she's cute. So, I was upset in the moment. So all I'm trying to say is we got a show to do. Anybody got time for you to be trying to holler at my mom? Whoever you in a limo with. Him is cool. It don't matter. It happened. Now, it's three people on Facebook. If you want to reach out, you can verify my story. Alice Cooper, that's my mom. Sherrod Forrest, because he was there. And probably whatnot. He was there. But all I'm saying is, this is a true story. Why you try to doubt that stuff? You think my mom is that cute?
You said what?
Are you doubting me right now?
I wasn't doubting you. I just wanted to hear the rest of the story because we talked that it came up and it's kind of like in passing. Like, wait a minute.
It was just, you know what? And back in the day, I mean, you know, if you see a group of girls, you know, you're probably just trying to holler. But listen, I was mad at my mom that she had a nerve to walk over. She wasn't married at the time. But still, I'm like, mom, you don't walk over the limos. Like, Atlanta, like, we're not going to do that. Like, don't do that.
Right.
Not do that. So it was stressful for me. Nobody wants to see that 10 minutes before you go on stage. It's like, your mom's gonna be howling and I can't.
Not 10 minutes before you guys go on stage.
That's funny. She's like, she's still upset about that.
Right.
Like, that was a long time ago.
I'm like, she still might be feeling a little salty.
Yeah, sound that way.
Right. Yeah, like, it don't matter if it was innocent or not. Just take everything to a whole nut. Not my mom. You know, like, my mom's the sacred. You can't talk crazy about my mom, do anything to her. Don't even look at her. Like, you're just like your little sister. But she's not.
I get it.
You know, like, don't even look at my mom.
I feel you on that 1,000%.
Yeah.
All right.
Protective of her.
So anyway, moving on to a less sensitive topic. Let's get back to the music. I know you're a hip hop fan because you grew up listening to hip hop. You said it inspired you back in, like, listening to Salt and Pep and all that.
I love hip hop today. I can't find it. I just love it. Mm-hmm. I don't like some of the artists.
Okay, real quick.
I love the music.
Real quick, Dice. Your top five artists, hip hop artists.
Oh,
Any genre. Right. I mean, not Christian. I mean, Christian hip hop, regular hip hop, whatever you want to call it. Top five, real quick. Or.
All right. You know, Eminem, Jay-Z, Biggie, and Tupac. I mean, they really don't give me much room, but for one more artist, you know?
That's very unfair. That's four.
very, very unfair. And I put Lecrae right Eminem. There. I am a fan like that. And that's pretty much Eminem. Where I am. I mean,
Jay-Z. Eminem, Tupac, Biggie.
Come on now. You can't eliminate the greats and then just go to these kids Jay-Z. Nowadays.
I got you. So your top five one more time. We sit here counting, making sure we got five.
She got all five.
Yeah, okay. All right.
She came up with them quick.
She did. Last time we had
a discussion.
We had to go back to justify why he picked these artists.
It was
crazy.
Right, right. Then he had to erase them.
Anyway. Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. But Dice, tell people where they can find your music.
All right, so you can find my music, the older stuff, at DiceGamble.com. As soon as we release the album in September, you can find the new album at DiceGamble.com. And you can go on YouTube and just listen to the music if you like. And that's YouTube with the / officially Dice Gamble. So it's like DiceGamble.com is where you can actually buy stuff. YouTube is where you can listen to stuff. So that's up to you and what you want to do. I prefer you purchase, but I'm not mad if you listen. Please go to my GoFundMe, and it's Dice's new album. You're looking in the search bar. You go to GoFundMe. You can go to my Facebook with the / Dice Gamble 1, and that'll get you to me, my phone number, and all that. So please, please reach out. Please support. I need your help. I can't do this album without all my friends, family, fans, and supporters. And it's for the good. It's for the good of God, and it's for the good of Christ. And it's just to further the message and to inspire and uplift people. So people are going to be blessed by it. So please, please, please support Dice Gamble, the beautiful album. And I love y'all. I appreciate the time, guys. Thank you so much. Love you too. Thank you for everything.
What we do, yes.
Yes.
Thank you for still spitting that word.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you for the four other albums.
Right. You know? Exactly.
So.
Always.
Anyway, thank you so much, man. We got to go. Love you. And just keep us listening. Keep listening to the Crosstalk.
Thank you.
Follow us.
Absolutely. Right,
that's what's up. All right, well, before we go.
You call me back. I wrote some bars for y'all shows. Call me back and I'll record
that. Oh, dope. I'm definitely calling you back.
For real?
Definitely, definitely. But thank you so much.
Do that. Thank you so much.
We gotta close out that. It's like our real conversation. We'd be saying bye for like 10 minutes. All right, I got to go. Yeah. All right, bye. That was Dice Gamble, everybody.
Yes,
thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes,
y'all. Yo, we have a good time every time we talk to her, man. We talked about the new album, so I got to hear some tracks off the album. So before y'all go, we're going to bless y'all with a little sneak peek just to get your mouth watering of the new album.
Yeah. It's going to be, the first one is going to be like a little snippet of, The Beautiful, which is actually the name of, you know, the track. And then we're going to let y'all hear a little something live. You know what I'm saying? From her actually performing live, so y'all get to
at the sanctuary.
Right.
Gotta put that up. Yeah, gotta put that up.
At the sanctuary. You know, you get to see how hype she is, you know what I'm saying? So, and then we're gonna trail it out, you know what I'm saying, with a little snippet of another song that's coming from off her new album, you know. So y'all support.
She's a great artist.
Trying
to do great things for the kingdom.
Yes.
Doing great things for the kingdom,
yeah,
but trying to, you know, encourage that to keep sowing into her, man, because she's been very consistent.
Yeah, I mean, literally has been consistent.
And very generous. She's been a great supporter of the sanctuary. She's performed at probably most of my events and more than any other artist. Always there in the front of the scenes, behind the scenes, you know, and getting me to go to different conferences to help us to grow. So shout out to Dice for that as well. Appreciate you for that too. Just make sure y'all sow into a great music. Even if you just like music, man. If you like music, she's got four great albums out already.
Yes,
so make
sure.
She told you where to find them. DiceGamble.com. Make sure you go by there, see her page, learn about her. She's a very interesting person, if you couldn't tell from the interview.
Right.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
Exactly.
Love
right.
y'all. Keep us in your prayers. Oh, if y'all got anything, have anything for us to talk that y'all want us to talk about, any issues that y'all want us to talk about and cover, because we live in a world that needs some dialogue about a lot of different things, yeah. man. There's a lot of information yeah. out there that needs to be got, needs to get to the right people. So if you have any information, you have any, anything you need us to talk about, or if you have someone that's doing something positive in the community that people need to be aware of, let us know. We'll love to put them on the show. Shout out to Tokyo once again. We need you in the building.
Yes, all day long.
Man, I didn't have my list of people to shout out today, but I will tell you that Tokyo's already tuned in, so all I got to shout out Tokyo. All right, Tokyo. And I'm no longer going to just, you know what? My mom called me today and she's talking about don't shout out Millersville because Millersville is known for, mental hospital, so she didn't want me to say shout that out because people might think your mom crazy. So if they know her, they might think she crazy whether or not it's the Millersville thing or not. Sorry, mom, I gotta get that in. So I'm just gonna shout out my mom every time. I'm not gonna say the city. I'm not gonna say just shout out mom. That way I don't get in trouble for not saying Great Georgia. So shout out to my mom who's already tuned into our latest episode. Shout out to Beijing, China, who tuned in last time, man. Beijing, thank you. Welcome aboard. Welcome as a cross talker. We got a place in Missouri that tuned in, man. I can't think of the name, but Missouri done tuned in. Man, we got listeners all over the country still. So, like I said, the list is not complete because like they updated on the website. The website hasn't been updated yet, but we will hit you up next week and let you know who all tuned in as far as our top cities go. But thank you for everyone who's tuned in consistently. If it's your first time tuning in, continue to tune in. Share us with your peoples. Continue to pray for us. And reach out to us, crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook. If you got topics you want to talk about, we'll talk about it. It's nothing we can't talk about on here, man. So, you know, we straight shooters, so we give it how we get it. And we love y'all, man. Thanks again. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Pudge.
This is Crosstalk
Radio.
Peace.
Christians is that? Where my Christians is at? Where my Jesus Christ Christians? Where my Christians is at?